Change up, dropped in there by Devin. Solano is 1-for-1 against Williams. Lifetime coming into this at bat. One ball and two strikes to count. Williams looks back at second. And the pitch. Missed high with a fastball that time. It's two balls and two strikes. Tied at six in what has been an amazing baseball game here this afternoon. The fans here at American Family feel hot, probably a little bit tired. But they have been treated to a dandy today. And they're looking for another strikeout of Devin Williams against Solano right here. Williams again checks the runner. And the 2-2 pitch. Chopper up the third baseline. Foul. It stays 2-2. Solano proving to be a difficult out here in this top of the ninth inning. A walk and a hit batter to put the first two men on against Williams here in the ninth. But a strikeout and a flyout. And now a 2-2 count on Solano. And Caratini's going to use another mound visit to go out and chat with his closer here.
I think one thing they could be talking about, Lane, Devin has not been able to command the fastball this inning. Those have been the misses with the fastball. So he's called these last few hitters almost exclusively changeups. Maybe you're talking, hey, do you feel good enough to go back to the number one here? Try to put this guy away, show him something different.
And with a 2-2 count, you have a pitch to work with if you want to. And they're having a pretty lengthy conversation right now, talking through their gloves. And now Chris Siegel is out there to break up that conversation. And before we see another pitch, 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
With Josh Maurer and Ken Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you. Top of the ninth inning, a 6-6 ball game. Twins with two men on. Two outs and a 2-2 count on Solano. Williams spins back towards second. And back to the bag goes Jorge Polanco. Williams trying to get this game to the bottom of the ninth and give his team a chance to walk it off. Devin looks back. The 2-2 pitch. And he checked his swing. They appeal to first. C.B. Buckner says he didn't go there. And it's full, 3-2, and they went with a fastball up and in. And it proved to be a tough take for Solano. He wanted to swing at that pitch, and he was able to just check in time. So here we go. Three balls and two strikes. You've got Carlos Correa lurking in the on-deck circle. Williams' pitch. Swing and a miss! He struck him out! Williams with a big exhale as he walks off the mound, putting up a zero and working through some traffic in the top of the ninth inning. He got him with that airbender. The old reliable. We go to the bottom of the ninth. 6-6 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Warga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips. Match.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at American Family Field. It's a 6-6 ball game. And the Brewers will have Tyrone Taylor, Christian Yelich, and William Contreras scheduled to hit against the big right-hander, Yoan Duran. Duran, 25 years of age, out of the Dominican Republic, 6'5", 230 pounds. He has absolutely nasty stuff. 2.77 ERA this year, over 46 outings, 2-5 record. 23 saves, of course. He's just trying to get this game to extra innings. Brewers with a chance to walk it off here in the bottom of the ninth. Polanco goes to second base for the Twins. Wallner goes to left for Minnesota. First pitch to Tyrone Taylor is in there with a strike, and it's 0-1. Splitter at 98. Duran's 0-1. Hit in the air down the right field line. Twisting foul and out of play. And it's nothing and two on Taylor. Taylor is 2-for-3 today. Double back in the second inning. And a solo shot in the seventh. Big time four-seam fastball. A splitter that is also upper 90s. And then a curveball is the arsenal for Duran. He looks in. Here's the 0-2 to Taylor. Up and in with that fastball. And it's 1-2. Tyrone almost smirking after that pitch came up and in. At 1-0-2 from Duran. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And he watched that curveball low, and he's battled back. And the count is now 2-2. You would love to find a way to get Taylor on for the top of this order. Brewers do not have an active player on this roster that has collected a hit against Duran. Owen Miller has. He's in AAA. Jesse Winker has. He's also on a rehab assignment in AAA. But those are the only two Brewers that have had success against Duran in a very, very small sample. Brewers have only seen him each of the last couple of years. Taylor gets back into the box. Duran's 2-2 pitch. Chopped foul at the plate. We'll do it again. So Taylor hanging tough on what has been a tough day on any ball player with the heat the way that it is. Day game like this after a night game last night. Tough turnaround as it is, but the third hottest first pitch temperature in American Family Field history. 2-2. Hit foul and out of play behind home plate. And Taylor spoiling some pitches. That was a fastball at 1-0-2 from Duran. It is really incredible how often we see guys that throw like this now on any given day in Major League Baseball, and we barely even acknowledge it anymore. I mean, it's a shrug of the shoulders. It is so commonplace now. And now some new baseballs being run out to Chris Siegel. And Jeff Nelson coming over to the ball boy as well. And taking a couple of baseballs. Huh? Okay.
You ever seen this? The ball boy is delivering.
Being run out to the second base umpire, Ben May, as well.
Yeah. Second and third base umpires need balls in their pockets, too.
All right. Two balls and two strikes on Taylor. Duran out of the windup. Here's the pitch. Line drive right at the second baseman. Polanco makes the catch. Solid contact from Taylor on a fastball at 102, pretty much right down the middle, but right at Polanco, and there's one away. And here's Christian Yelich, who is 1-for-4 today. Duran brings home the pitch, and Yelich takes inside. It's 1-0. Yelich, last home run, July 30th in Atlanta. The pitch, way inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Yelich spins out of the box and gets out of the way in time. Brewers with 6 walk-off wins this season. Looking for number 7. Here's the 2-0. Chopped foul at the plate, and it's 2-1. He got a splitter on the outside edge, and he was able to get the bat to it, but barely. And it's 2-1 on Christian. One out, nobody on here. Bottom of the ninth inning, a 6-6 ball game. Brewers and Twins. Duran out of the windup. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and Yelich takes it outside and high for a ball, and it's 3-1. That was a fastball at 102. And Yelich has put himself in a leverage count here against Duran. He can take a big cut here if he wants to. Here's the pitch, and he missed way outside, and Yelich is aboard. There's the winning run. Great speed at first base with one out. See if Yelich tries to get activated and swipe a bag at some point in this inning. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Well, there's the guy to go get and bring around at first base for William Contreras. Contreras with a home run today. He's been on base 3 times, a couple of walks. Duran looks in, and now time is called. And we're going to have an automatic ball assessed to Duran. So a 1-0 count here on Contreras. So after he just walked Yelich, now 1-0 on Contreras before he's even thrown a pitch. Duran comes set. And a spin and a throw to first, and Yelich is back in time. Yelich with great speed over there at first base. He is always a threat. Here's the 1-0 pitch. There goes Yelich. Pitch is a strike. Throw to second is not in time. Oh, what a great jump by Yelich. It was a good pitch to handle for Jeffers. And he got it out of the glove pretty quick. But Yelich in there with that left hand before the tag could be applied by Polanco. And the winning run is in scoring position. It's a 1-ball, 1-strike count on Contreras. Yelich with his 27th stolen base of the season. Duran brings home the pitch. Ground ball towards short. Correa up with it. He'll throw to first and take care of Contreras for the second out. A smile for every Brewer's stolen base. Delta Dental donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. Delta Dental and Delta Vision. 2 great plans and 1 name you trust. So here's Carlos Santana. 6 home runs as a Brewer, 2 hits today. And Pete Mackey, the pitching coach of the Minnesota Twins, is going to come out and chat with Duran here. And the rest of the infield is going to join in on the conversation before this battle against Santana. Santana has been hot here recently. He has been great in run-scoring situations. And as a switch hitter, he's flipped around as a lefty against Duran. Santana, by the way, has a walk-off home run this year. It was against the Brewers for the Pittsburgh Pirates, unfortunately, earlier this summer. Elvis Figueroa had been warming in the Brewers' bullpen to get himself ready in case this game goes to the 10th, but the Brewers would love a base hit from Santana. And get on with their day at that point if Santana can deliver here. So the conference on the mound is over. And Santana steps into the box against Duran, who has thrown 14 pitches so far here in this bottom of the ninth. First pitch. And Santana took a strike with a curveball. It's 0-1. Yelich walked and stole second. And now the Brewers need a clutch two-out hit. A one pitch. Chopper foul up the first baseline. Actually over near the on-deck circle where Adames, who's in the on-deck circle, picked it up and tossed to the side. It's 0-2 on Santana. Throw that baseball out of play and get a new one for Duran. Figueroa has resumed throwing in the Brewers' pen. Nothing into the count on Santana. There goes Yelich, the pitch. A swing and a miss. It was dropped initially by Jeffers. He picks it up and tags out Santana, and the inning is over. Brewers will strand a runner. 9 innings, not enough this afternoon. We're going to the 10th, tied at 6 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any size Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, or Bueno product with quick rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union, the local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you.
Kickoff is Hispanic Heritage Month with the Brewers on Friday, September 15th at Serviceros Night, presented by Aurora Healthcare. With a special Serviceros ticket, you'll get a Hispanic Heritage Brewers hat. Get yours at brewers.com/communitynights.
UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today.
Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours more official? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinably Brandy. It's smooth, delicious, produced and bottled right here in Wisconsin. For more convenience, try Drink Wisconsinably's Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Ask for Drink Wisconsinably beverages where brandy is served or sold.
Make any hour happy hour with Drink Wisconsinably.
Think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinably. Drink Wisconsinably Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Well, we're tied at 6 as we go to the 10th inning here at American Family Field. Elvis Figueroa is on to pitch for the crew. And here to take you through the next couple, Josh Maurer.
All right, Lane, thank you very much. Coming in to run at second base, that's Joey Gallo here for the Twins. He's a big guy, but apparently he's got more speed in the estimation of his manager, Rocco Baldelli, than Donovan Solano, who would have otherwise been the automatic runner. So you got Joey Gallo at second. And the middle of the order due up for the Twins in the 10th. Correa, Lewis, and Kepler. What a ball game. Tied at 6, and Elvis is in. This is the fourth time this season he has pitched in extra innings. And you may very well remember the first three, he was a master. He has not allowed the automatic runner to score any of the three times that he has pitched after the ninth inning this year. So the Brewers happy to have Figueroa for the 10th. And here comes Carlos Correa. First pitch is low, ball one. It has been three scoreless innings from the Brewers bullpen to get us to this point. Uribe, Piamps, and Devin Williams. Corbin Burns went the first six. Correa, 1-for-3 with a sac fly. And he'll take outside on a slider. 2-0. Elvis Figueroa into his 50th outing of the year with the Brewers. 2-0 pitch, way outside. It's 3-0. Tried a slider again. That was not close.
Segura with a bright blue glove. Looks back at second base, kicks in the 3-0. Taken in for a strike. Inside corner, 97 miles an hour with sink. Brewers have been a great extra innings team this season. They are 8-3. Correa calls his timeout before the 3-1. A couple of weeks ago, the Brewers had a ton of extra inning games. Remember, three in a row. Last time they played extra innings, Friday the 11th. 3-1, here it comes. Low ball four, he walked him. Through the sinker, and so it's a walk to Correa to put two on with nobody out. Peguero was not very interested in challenging Carlos Correa. And Chris Hook is coming out of the Brewers' dugout before Royce Lewis comes to the plate. Yoan Duran got us into extra innings by stranding a runner in the ninth for the Twins. Now they've got right-hander Josh Winder getting loose in their bullpen, presumably for the bottom of the inning. And the entire infield coming in to join the conference on the hill. We are glad that you're with us. Working overtime on a Wednesday. Hot, hot day here in Milwaukee. The roof has been only partially open throughout the ballgame, helping to keep as much sunlight off the playing surface and also the seating areas as we possibly can on a triple-digit degree day. Brewers trying to complete a two-game sweep of the Twins and win a fifth consecutive overall. And they have come back several times today, made up deficits of 2-1, then 3-2, or 1-0, 3-2, and then 6-3 they trailed. We're tied at 6 in the 10th, and here comes Lewis with runners on at first and second, nobody out for Minnesota. Chris Hook back in the dugout. Royce Lewis has a two-run homer today. First pitch is low, ball one. Well, Peguero has a knack for getting out of these kind of situations. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Tried to check, but he went around. That was another pitch that was going to be a little bit low, perhaps inside, but Lewis swung at it. 1-1 the count. Infield is playing for a double play, and Peguero gets a lot of ground balls with his sinker. Elvis looks back, now the 1-1. Anthony's called a strike. It's that low strike we've seen consistently given to the pitchers today by Chris Siegel. 1-2 on Royce Lewis. Max Kepler's on deck, and timeout was granted to Lewis right as Peguero was going into his motion to deliver the pitch. He threw it anyway, but it didn't count. And the Brewers dugout barking at umpire Siegel a little bit, saying that was too late. The umpire doesn't have to give you timeout if you ask for it, especially if it's that close to the pitcher going into his motion. Two on, nobody out in the 10th. 1-2 the count on Lewis. Peguero set at the belt. A long hold, and now he deals. It's poked foul, coming back over the screen and just below us. Over his first 49 appearances as a Brewer, Peguero 3-4. He's got a save, and the earned run average at 3.73. Good numbers. But as mentioned, he's been extraordinary in extra innings. Here it comes, 1-2. Chopped foul right into the dirt. Bounced back up, hit Lewis again. And he stays alive. He was still inside the box. Crowd announced today at over 38,000, largely due to the extreme heat. Many have made their way to the exit a little bit early, and understandably. Tied at 6 in the 10th.
Big arrows, 1-2 again. Swung on and grounded right to the shortstop. Adames throws the second one. Terang turn, relay, 2, a double play. Over to third goes the pinch runner, Gallo, but he's there with 2 outs. And just as I was talking about, Piguero gets so many ground balls with that sinker. That's a slider that he threw. And got a tailor-made 6-4-3. That Brewers double play brought to you by the law firm of Hupie and Abraham. $100 donated for every double play this season to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Visit Hupie.com and get every dollar you deserve. And the batter now, Max Kepler, left-handed power bat. The go-ahead runs at third in the first pitch. Comes in low, another slider. Boy, Elvis in these spots. Doesn't he just have a knack for making the big pitches when he needs to?
Seems to thrive in these moments.
Needs one more good one to get back into the dugout. 1-0 to Kepler. Strike. Slider right at the bottom of the zone. 1-1 on Max Kepler, who's gone 2-for-4. He's hit it well today, a single and a double earlier. Again, it's the right-hander Winder getting loose for the bottom of the 10th for Minnesota. The Brewers have Adames, Weimer, and Monasterio due up. Can Piguero keep the game tied going to that? 2 out and a man at third. Elvis set at the belt, the 1-1. Kepler takes low, ball 2. Year-old Max Kepler, a native of Germany. Believe it or not, he's been with the Twins 9 seasons now. Long time up there with him. 2-1. Off the plate away, through a slider again. Tried to come through the back door and just missed. 3-1. Now, you're not going to intentionally walk a guy in this spot. However, you got a right-handed hitter, Jeffers, in the on-deck circle.